A year ago, I said Maundy Thursday was unlike any we had ever known. When I said that last year, never could I have imagined a year later we would keep a second Maundy Thursday unlike any other in our lives, apart from last year. For the second year on this day, the day we remember the first Eucharist Jesus celebrated with his disciples the night before he was crucified, we still fast from receiving the sacrament of his body and blood. And just as it was a year ago, it's true this year that this is not a fast that we chose. Instead, it is a fast born of necessity to keep ourselves and one another safe from the pandemic that still very much ravages the world. It is poignant focusing this day on a meal shared by Jesus and his friends together in one room when we cannot do likewise. On this day, when we give thanks and rejoice that Jesus left us the gift of the Eucharist, his presence in signs of bread and wine, sadly, we cannot come together as a community and receive communion. We haven't received the Eucharist in more than a year, and this is a cause of grief for us. This does not mean, however, that Jesus is not present with us in this time. Though unable to receive his body and blood in the Eucharist, Jesus still comes among us and nourishes us. Jesus continues to be present with us, forming us into his body on earth, into his presence in the world. We might well ask, how does Jesus do this? This is not an easy question to answer. Certainly, Jesus, the Word, is present with us in Holy Scripture and has been throughout this pandemic. And though we do not receive the sacrament at this time, somehow I trust Jesus continues to feed us in other ways. Just as we are unable to explain exactly how the bread and the wine of the sacrament become the body and blood of Jesus, so we can't, I think, exactly explain how Jesus continues to feed us in this Eucharistic fast. But I feel certain he does. For we have the assurance that he is with us always, his Spirit dwelling within us, breathing in us, closer than our own breath. At that Last Supper with his disciples, Jesus promises them that he will be with them always, even though he is about to physically leave them. He assures them that where he is going, they will follow one day, that he goes away to prepare a dwelling place for them. And we share in his assurance. It's also true that Jesus is with us in every trial and in all our suffering. In our first lesson from the book of Exodus, we heard the story of the first Passover when the angel of death passed over the homes of the Israelites. Their homes were marked with the blood of the Passover lamb. This is the last of the plagues visited on the people of Egypt before Pharaoh agreed to free the people of Israel from slavery. In the midst of our own ongoing plague, the words from Exodus are reassuring. The Lord says, "The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." No plague shall destroy us either. We are safe in Christ forever. Whatever happens to the body, we are claimed as Christ's own for eternity. God is present with us in our suffering in this life and will bring us in safety to eternal life in the next. No plague shall destroy us. Nothing will ever separate us from God. Jesus promises to be with us always, no matter what. Jesus is also present with us when we love others. In our gospel reading, Jesus tells us, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Jesus calls us to live by love. And this love is not the love of emotion or of sentiment. It's not about how we feel, whether we are fond of someone. It's not a love reserved for those who return our love. It is not a love only for those we find easy to love. Rather, this is love for all, even those we may find difficult to love. It is love for those who do not return love to us. It is love even for those who wish us ill and harm. The love to which Jesus calls us is love that asks nothing in return. It is love of others simply because others are beloved children of God. It is love rooted in the very nature of God. Love is not just an attribute, a characteristic of God. God is love. Love is God's nature, God's identity, God's being. God, the Trinity, is a community, one God in three persons, bound together by love. God is made known, is present, is revealed in any loving act. On Monday, Thursday, Jesus doesn't just tell us to love. He also shows us how. At that last meal with his disciples, he gets down on his knees and washes their feet. In a world of dusty dirt roads, it was customary to wash the feet of guests. But in the hierarchical world of the first century, feet were washed by the person of lowest status. Servants were the ones to wash feet. A teacher like Jesus, according to the practice of his time, should not wash the feet of his followers. Yet, that is exactly what Jesus does. John's gospel tells us, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And Jesus shows his love by taking the part of a servant, by doing the most menial of tasks for his disciples. Doing this upsets Peter. He refuses to allow Jesus to wash his feet. Perhaps Jesus doing this makes us uncomfortable too. Jesus on his knees with a towel and a basin, moving across the floor from person to person, is hard to reconcile with Jesus being the eternal Word of God, present at the creation of all things. God, the creator of all, incarnate in human flesh, down on the floor washing dirty, grimy feet, may seem to be just too much for us. We may wonder if this is how the God of the universe should act. Yet, this is exactly how Jesus acts. He humbles himself. He takes the role of a servant, just as he will tomorrow on Good Friday, when he gives up his life on the cross. In his humility, Jesus loves everyone, always, unabashedly, always showing his love for all people. Jesus even loves those that we might think don't deserve his love. It always startles me when I hear this gospel on this day. It startles me to think that among the feet Jesus washed at that Last Supper were those of Judas Iscariot. Shortly after Jesus dries Judas's feet, his feet carry Judas into the night so he can meet the authorities who will arrest Jesus. Jesus loves all always, without reserve. Jesus loves you and loves me always, without our deserving his love, without our having earned his love. Jesus loves us without condition or limit, without any hesitation. And Jesus commands us to do likewise. On this Maundy Thursday, I think one of the most important things On this Maundy Thursday, I think one of the most important ways we love one another is by not gathering this day to celebrate the liturgy, something that's especially difficult after more than a year apart. Many of us are tempted to give up the restrictions of pandemic living, having sacrificed for so long. But the reality is the pandemic is not yet over. Sad to say, we may be at the beginning of a fourth surge, at a time we are so close to the end of this pandemic. But thanks to increasing vaccinations, we can see the end, though we're not quite there. Because of the risk that is still real, it is a loving act for us to sacrifice coming together in this church during this sacred Triduum. It's a sacrifice to not be together this day, to hear God's word, to wash one another's feet, to receive the Eucharist on this most solemn night, to not carry the sacrament to the altar of repose, to watch in silence with Jesus, to not strip the altar. It is an act of love to sacrifice for a second time the familiar ways that we keep Maundy Thursday. And we do so that others might be safe. We do so for love of one another. This sacrifice rooted in love is modeled on the love shown by Jesus in washing feet and dying on the cross. We follow the one who loves humanity lavishly and without reserve. May we do likewise. May we love others as Jesus loves us. May we undertake acts of love in Jesus' name this Maundy Thursday. In love, may we pray for those who are ill, anxious, and frightened, for the many who have died and for all who mourn, for those who have lost income or their jobs, for first responders, medical personnel, and essential workers, those who sacrifice so much for love of others, for our political leaders, that they serve the common good and make wise decisions. May we give thanks for treatments and vaccines and for more and more people being vaccinated. And may we pray without ceasing for an end at last to this terrible pandemic. Perhaps this Maundy Thursday, we can show our love for one another by reaching out to someone that we have not seen or heard from in some time. Perhaps reaching out to someone who lives alone. Maybe give them a call or send them a card or an email. Or perhaps we might undertake an act of love by making a donation to an agency caring for those in need. So many people remain in need of food. Our own Camp Street Ministries here in this neighborhood feeds those who are food insecure. The Diocesan Episcopal Charities Now continues to support feeding ministries throughout the state. And as the pandemic continues, may we never forget to love ourselves, to take time to detach from world events, to set aside time to be quiet, to pray. And may we not miss those precious moments of each day and look in those moments for the blessings, the joys that are to be found, even in this continuing time of pandemic. Today we enter those three holy days of the Triduum, the most sacred time of the year. Though we must refrain from how we typically keep these days, let us find new ways to keep them. Regardless of where we are and our circumstances this year, let us find new ways to walk with Jesus through the final days of his earthly life and ministry. For the way he walks is nothing less than the path of our salvation. Through his mighty acts, he wins for us eternal salvation, bringing us from the suffering and the brokenness of this world to his reign of unending love. Jesus assures us that he is with us always. He is present with us in whatever befalls us, in whatever restrictions we know, in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. And Jesus loves us always, now and forever. In response to his great love shown to us, let us love one another as he loves us. By this love, others will know that we are his disciples. By this love, our loving Savior will be revealed to all people. May it always be said of us, as it was of the first Christians, see how they love one another. Amen.